Welcome to Truth Matters Church, contending for the faith one verse at a time. I'm Associate Pastor Jeremy Priest with this week's devotional. And if you're blessed by this message, please be sure to like, subscribe, and share with others. Ephesians 3 verse 13 says, "Therefore I ask you not to lose heart at my tribulations on your behalf, for they are your glory." As we've previously seen in our walk through his letter to the church in Ephesus, Paul's main theme is the supremacy of Christ over all and his personal testimony regarding the call of Christ to preach the gospel to the Gentiles. This was a major life change for Paul. A devout Pharisee and a Hebrew of Hebrews, highly trained in all the Jewish laws and traditions, as we're told in Philippians 3, verses 4 through 6. Christ's call cost Paul everything. Paul wrote this letter while imprisoned in Rome about 30 years after Christ was crucified. Not only had he been imprisoned, but Paul had also been through hell on earth in his mission to preach the gospel. In 2 Corinthians 11, verses 24 to 29, Paul laments, "Five times I received from the Jews 39 lashes. Three times I was beaten with rods. Once I was stoned. Three times I was shipwrecked. A night and a day I have spent in the deep. I have been on frequent journeys, in dangers from rivers, dangers from robbers, dangers from my countrymen, dangers from the Gentiles, dangers in the city, dangers in the wilderness, dangers on the sea, dangers among false brethren. I have been in labor and hardship through many sleepless nights, in hunger and thirst, often without food, in cold and exposure. Apart from such external things, there is the daily pressure on me of concern for all the churches. Who is weak without my being weak? Who is led into sin without my intense concern? If I boast, I will boast of what pertains to my weakness." Christ's words in a vision given to Ananias certainly came true, and it is no doubt in all these terrible situations that Paul recalled what was said of him. In Acts 9, verses 15 and 16, "But the Lord said to him, Ananias, 'Go, for he, Paul, is a chosen instrument of mine, to bear my name before the Gentiles and kings and sons of Israel, for I will show him how much he must suffer for my name's sake.'" Life is challenging. We have times on the mountaintops, and we have times in the valleys. For the true servant of Christ, our life can be much harder than an unrepentant sinner's because we don't conform to the world's standards. Nowhere in Scripture does God promise a happy, easy, materialistic life. In fact, quite the opposite is true. We wrestle and twist against these difficult times, but these are where our faith is solidified and strengthened because we see God's awesome and mighty work most prevalently. And sometimes our trials and sufferings are for others. They see God's power and the strength of our faith as we endure hard times with joy and without complaint. We may suffer for another's glory, and that is what Paul is talking about in our verse today. Now, I admit, this is one of the hardest things to put into practice. I'm actually pretty terrible at it, to be honest. Grumbling, complaining, and even arguing with God over my situation come very naturally. About 10 years ago, when tragedy struck my family, I literally yelled out to God, "What are you doing? You really screwed up, Lord." Well, thankfully, the Lord is patient and forgiving and did not immediately strike me with lightning, as I deserved. When he tore down my little self-built kingdom, much good came from it. I didn't see it immediately, but over the years, I have grown thankful for it, and now I can see that God knew exactly what he was doing. Although I was in much mental pain and anguish, God still, even in my extreme weakness, allowed me to be a witness of his strength to others. The Lord always knows best. Paul's note to his church about not losing heart over his tribulations serves as a wonderful reminder to each of us that we are not an island in this life. We seldom see what God is doing behind the curtain of heaven, and in times of suffering, it can seem as though he's abandoned us. Yet he has not. If we are suffering for his cause, his glory, and the glory of his bride, we must count it as a joyful and wonderful blessing. It is a great honor and a testament to the faith he has given us when we endure suffering with patience and with joy. James chapter 1, verses 2 through 4 reads, "Consider it all joy, my brethren, when you encounter various trials, knowing that the testing of your faith produces endurance. And let endurance have its perfect result, so that you may be perfect and complete, lacking in nothing." Again, thank you so much for listening today. Please subscribe to this podcast or mark us as a favorite if you haven't already. And for additional biblical resources, visit truthmatterschurch.org. Again, that is truthmatterschurch.org. Have a blessed day.